Though staggered by the horrific losses suffered at Borodino a week earlier, the Grand Army arrived in front of Moscow on the 14th of September, 1812, close on the heels of the Russian rear guard. With the enemy's forces clearly in retreat, Napoleon spent much of the 14th outside the gates of the city, awaiting official word of its surrender. Instead, to his amazement, he discovered that Moscow was all but empty, its entire population having fled to the south. An even greater surprise awaited him, however, as a series of mysterious fires were soon reported in various parts of the city. By the 16th, Moscow was burning out of control, and Napoleon was forced to abandon his new quarters in the Kremlin to escape the conflagration. The next 3 days he spent in Petrovsky, north of the city, where he struggled to come up with a plan, clearly baffled by the enemy's determination to resist conquest. In the end, upon learning that much of the Kremlin remained intact, he decided to return to Moscow and await Tsar Alexander's eventual capitulation. He would remain in Moscow for nearly a month, allowing himself to be strung along by hints of a Russian peace agreement. During the second week of October, however, the enemy's deception became apparent when the French vanguard came under sudden attack at Tarutino. Convinced at last of the enemy's intentions, Napoleon departed Moscow on the 19th, sending his column southwest toward the village of Maloyaroslavets. Here, the leading elements of both armies clashed in heavy fighting on the 24th. And the next day, after nearly falling victim to a band of Cossacks, the emperor decided on a general retreat along the main road to Smolensk. The decision would force the army to march through country already picked clean of supplies by the advance, a hardship that would soon be compounded by the first snows of winter. With the Russians in close pursuit, the retreat would soon degenerate into an agonizing odyssey of suffering and loss, in which the Grand Army would be all but destroyed in one of the greatest military disasters in history.